And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 17th of July, 2011. On this day, 1936, the Spanish Civil War began with an attempted coup by right-wing forces that called themselves nationalists against the government, which came to be called the Republicans. General Francisco Franco was the head of the Nationalists, and the Spanish Civil War was the first major threat of fascism in Europe. Tens of thousands of international volunteers went to Spain to fight on the Republican side, including the Lincoln Brigade from America. It's the birthday of the editor Ernest Percival Rhys, born in London, 1859, a mining engineer who led book discussions for coal miners. And then he went to work for a publishing house to come up with a series of inexpensive works of classic literature, which became Every Man's Library. It's the birthday of the novelist Earl Stanley Gardner, born Malden, Massachusetts, 1889. Passed the California bar exam when he was 21, worked as a lawyer, wrote detective stories on the side for pulp magazines. 1933, he published The Case of the Velvet Claws, his first novel featuring Perry Mason, detective and defense attorney. Earl Stanley Gardner wrote more than 80 Perry Mason novels. And it's the birthday of Shumel Yosef Agnon, who wrote under the name S.Y. Agnon, born in Galicia in what is now Ukraine, 1888, spoke Yiddish at home, read Hebrew and German. In 1908, moved to what is now Israel, started publishing stories, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1966. Here's a poem for today, a poem by W.S. Merwin, 227 Waverly Place. When I have left, I imagine they will repair the window onto the fire escape that looks north up the avenue, clear to Columbus Circle. Long I have known the lights of that valley at every hour through that unwashed pane, and have watched with no conclusion its river flowing toward me straight from the featureless distance, coming closer, darkening, swelling, growing distinct, speeding up as it passed below me toward the tunnel, all that time, through all that time, taking itself through its sound, which became part of my own. Before long, the unrolling rumble, the iron solos and the sirens, all subsiding in the small hours, to voices echoing from the sidewalks, a rustling in the rushes along banks, and the loose glass vibrated like a remembering bee as the north wind slipped under the winter sill at the small table by the window, until my right arm ached and stiffened, and I pushed the chair back against the bed and got up and went out into the other room that was filled with the east sky, and the day replayed from the windows and roofs of the village, the room where friends came, and we sat talking, and where we ate and lived together, while the blue paint flurried down from the ceiling, and we listened late with lights out, to music, hearing the intercom from the hospital across the avenue through the Mozart, Dr. Kaplan wanted on the 10th floor, while reflected lights flowed backward on the walls. 227 Waverly Place, a poem by W.S. Merwin, from Migration, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.